From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Under threat of a veto, the Senate passed a spending bill to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan today. The measure calls on U.S. troops to be out of Iraq by next spring. Because the bill contains that deadline, President Bush reiterated his promise to veto any bill with a timetable for withdrawal. The House approved a similar but not identical bill last week. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that Senate and House leaders must work out the differences before it goes to the president's desk.
The Senate bill was approved 51-47, mostly along party lines. The measure contains two things the president didn't ask for, an extra $20 billion or so in domestic spending, and a goal of having all U.S. troops out of Iraq a year from now. At a pep rally with House Republicans at the White House this morning, the president once again made it clear he would veto the bill if it reaches his desk in anything like its present form.
We stand united. Saying loud and clear that when we've got a troop in harm's way, we expect that troop to be fully funded. And we got commanders making tough decisions on the ground, we expect there to be no strings on our commanders.
Only two Senate Republicans voted for the $122 billion spending bill. Most, like Alabama's Richard Shelby, opposed the measure.
Surely this will embolden the enemy. It will not help our troops in any way. It's a big mistake, and I hope that the president will veto this bill as soon as it gets to his desk.
Democrats saw it differently. They have public opinion on their side, polls showing most Americans are against the war and would go along with the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq. So they're hoping to frame the debate so that the blame for delaying funding for the war falls on Mr. Bush. After this morning's vote, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said the ball is now in the president's court.
I don't know if you can find in history any time that a president has done more to undermine the troops in the field than this. If the president vetoes this bill, it is an asterisk in history. He sets the record for undermining troops more than any president we've ever had.
The upcoming showdown with the president is a calculated risk by Democrats. They don't have the votes to override a veto, as both the House and Senate spending bills were approved by the slimmest of margins. So they're stressing their willingness to work with the White House. And while President Bush has been talking tough, Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino said today the door was open to talks with Democratic leaders. There were also some friendly words from Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who in testimony on Capitol Hill said the debate over timetables has, in his words, been helpful in bringing pressure to bear on the Iraqi government. He says it shows there is a very real limit to America's patience on Iraq. Democratic leaders must now work out the differences between the Senate non-binding goal for withdrawal from Iraq by next spring and the House's firmer deadline for pulling troops out by the end of August 2008. And though most lawmakers are on their way out of Washington for the Easter recess, Democrats say their negotiations will get underway immediately. Brian Naylor, NPR News. The